Tyson Foods has opened a new poultry processing facility located in Danville, Virginia. That new facility uses robotics and other high-tech devices to improve on efficiency. Officials say the new poultry processing plant will process up to 4 million pounds of chicken every week. Governor Glenn Youngkin spoke to delegates of the Virginia Farm Bureau at their convention in Virginia Beach earlier this week, and the governor credited Farm Bureau for much of the state's agricultural success. He said the organization serves a vital role in connecting farmers with stakeholders and communities. And local farmers continue to monitor corn prices as we go into the month of December. 1 year ago today, corn was averaging $7.33 per bushel. Yesterday in Harrisonburg, number two yellow corn was at $5.26 per bushel. Over on the Northern Neck, corn sold at $3.95 a bushel this week. Well, Gary Crawford brings us up to date on Christmas tree prices.
If you are one of the over 22 million of us buying a real Christmas tree this year, what can we expect prices to be? Last year, Christmas tree shoppers were hit with a pretty hefty price hike compared to 2021. Christmas Tree Association Executive Director Tim O'Connor says the median price we paid in 21 was about $70, but in 22 it was $80. So what about this year?
Well, we would anticipate it would probably go up a little bit, but not as significantly as it did last year.
Tim says growers last year were hit with a 70% hike in fuel prices, 200% increase in fertilizer. And O'Connor says, yes, for growers this year.
There has been additional inflation, but not at the rapid pace we saw in 2022. And so we don't hear that they're passing on big price increases.
But of course, if we buy from a retailer or a charitable group, they set the final price we pay, and obviously...
a lot of pricing is out of the grower's hands.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.